You don't have to go to panic mode and be paranoid. And I am all about taking chances and taking risks, but you still have to have a backup plan if something goes wrong. You have to have a fire extinguisher in every house, whether it burns down or not.
Attack Lights, Not Others, with Tim Hoover and Steve Mittman.
The other week, you shared the story about the gentleman you met in Florida with the What Ifs column.
Right.
Let me backtrack a little bit. I want to get your thoughts. And this is just off the cuff here. This is not scripted, folks. I'm just throwing this out at you here. So referencing back to that episode where you talked about the attorney in Florida that you met in the hot tub, the whirlpool, and he was saying the yes column, the no column, the what ifs.
Right.
You agree with that? Sounds good in theory, and I get it. These people are people that went through foreclosure, and he's giving them life advice to move forward, which is very nice. He doesn't have to do that. So they already experienced a bad situation. He's trying to help them out to prepare them better for the future, maybe not go down that road again.
Right.
But really, if you listen to the what ifs, you wouldn't be where you are. You've got to take chances. Like, life is full of risks, calculated risks.
Correct.
Otherwise, if you think of every what if, you're just going to fight, freeze, or flee, and you're going to freeze every time.
Mm-hmm. There's a difference between that kind of what if, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is that, I have taken chances, and I've risked my assets. Now, there's a difference. I had something to lean back on. This is in reference to somebody that has... let's say an individual who's bought one house. Now they want to go and buy another house.
I understand. I get it. I know.
My point is that you can take risks, but you got to look at if this risk occurs, if this takes me down, how much will it take me down?
Right.
You may not want to have, your whole family living on the street because you made an error that great. The idea is that to move forward, you still have to have a backup plan so that you don't want to go there. But if you have to, you have some kind of reserve.
Well said.
You see what I'm saying?
Plan B, plan C. I get it.
Yeah. I mean, there's
contingency upon contingency.
Sure.
I get it.
And you know, you don't have to go to panic mode and be paranoid. And I am all about taking chances and taking risks, but you still have to have a backup plan if something goes wrong. You have to have a fire extinguisher in every house, whether it burns down or not.
The other night when I was teaching my class, and this is the foundation of all martial arts, that you don't want to muscle through anything. It's not about strength. I mean, is that not the one of the fundamental principles of martial arts? Why what they're all intended for anyway, where a small person could take on a larger person? My guys, when I was teaching them, they're just muscling it. And they're strong guys, so they get away with it. I said, you're going to get away with that here, but you're not going to get away with that if the guy is 6'8", 6'9". And this is the core fundamental principle of Brazilian jiu-jitsu and everything, and
sure,
weight distribution, and you don't want to use strength. So if you prepare for the worst, well, then you're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Correct.
If it's lesser than that. But prepare for the worst.
Right.
I guess it's along the lines of better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in a war.
Yeah.
And that kind of is along the lines of that what if column. Now, you could drive yourself crazy, and that's called paranoia. If you think, what if this, what if that, you're always second guessing yourself. And then you're freezing in place, and you never move forward.
Right.
We talk about moving forward all the time. You might not make the right decision, but it's at least some decision to move forward.
Yeah.
That's so crucial. So there's that fine line, the yin yang, it's you got to prepare for the what ifs, but you can't remain frozen and paranoid and fearful to choose and be indecisive and end up not going anywhere. Does that make sense?
Well, it does. I mean, there's so many what ifs, and what you don't want to do is at the end of your day, you don't want to look back where something happens because, you caused it to happen. I mean, that's negligence, right?
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you have something that you look back and say, oh, man, I can't believe I did that. There's so many situations where my wife will leave the house and will be taken off, and she'll 5 minutes later, she'll say, oh, my God, I left my curling iron on. I'm not sure if I did or didn't, right? So what do? The question mark, just go, well, let's just assume that, it's still plugged in. So what we do is turn around and go back.
Yeah.
It's better to be late rather than, going and making sure that the house doesn't burn down. It's all about priorities and choices, right? And, you look at things. I know a lot of my friends right now that have aged with me are trying to stop smoking. So we all know smoking's bad for you, right? We all know that eating certain things are not good to continue to eat and so on and so on. These are possibilities that could generate in the future problems, whether it's a fire or bad health or whatever. And that's something to deal with, too, that you don't think about. But it's sometimes the what ifs that you're not really you're doing everything right. You think you are anyway. Mm-hmm. You're practicing your faith. You're practicing. You're working with your family. You're getting up every day. You're with your friends. You're doing your work. You're doing all the purposeful things you're supposed to. Mm-hmm. And then wham, all of a sudden, happen chance. Something happens. And it's like, man, where did that come? Whether it's from world events or it's from somebody else clashing into you. And that creates such a big, you know, like now what, right? Can I handle it? Can I be prepared for it? Can I crawl out of this hole? Do I have enough steam in me? Do I have enough gas? Can I make it happen? And that's what I'm talking about. When you can prepare for that, when you can see that you've done the work, man. I mean, you've done everything you've done, anything you could. You'll have no regrets. And if it still happens, it still happens. But at the end of the day, if you can get out of there because of all the work that you did and all the preparation you did, just like a good old Boy Scout, then good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Attack Life, Not Others. For more on our way of life through the martial arts, go to attacklifenotothers.com.
This has been a Mittman Media creation. Mittmanmedia.com.